Sunday, when they came, when Jesus came in Jerusalem and they started singing, Hosanna, Hosanna, the few days later, they would be the same people that were saying Hosanna would be saying, crucify him. You know, that word Hosanna means to save now. And most of them didn't have revelation and understanding of what it would take to save them. Many churches and many bodies of Christ don't want to talk about the cross of Calvary and don't want to talk about the blood of Jesus because it's too gruesome. But let me tell you something today. It was a gruesome day. We're going to celebrate the resurrection next Sunday, but it took his death. He had to die so he could arise. So today I want to talk about the cross of Calvary, the Passover. You know, in Exodus chapter 12, we find that the children of Israel were encouraged to put the blood of a lamb on the doorpost and on the lintel of their houses. And the angel of death passed over every house of the Israelites, but touched every house of the Egyptians. Jesus, just after this time when he comes in, is gathered together with his disciples. And they're gathered together to take a Passover meal. When Jesus was speaking to them, he was talking about his body and his blood, and they didn't have any revelation or understanding even then what he was talking about. They didn't remember that John the Baptist said when he first saw Jesus, he said, behold the Lamb of God that take away the sin of this world. And when I was looking at that, the Lord just laid it on my heart to speak to the early church, to speak to the church today, the church about the cross. Amen? I love that song, At the Cross, you know, at an old rugged cross. You know, I remember as a child being brought up in the house of God, that was a song that we sang. It was one of the hymns that we sang in the old church. You know? And somewhere along the line, we've gotten away from the cross, but it's the power of the cross that saves. So this morning, I want to take you, if you will look in your Bibles with me, to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. If you have a Bible, open to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. If you'd like to have a Bible, slip up your hand and we'll get one in your hands. Anybody want a Bible, just slip up your hand. Need one over here. Can somebody help me out? I need a Bible over here. They're all over in the line. Anybody else need a Bible? We'll just all get the words. Y'all can check up, make sure I'm saying the right thing. Need a Bible over here, John. Amen. Praise God. You open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm going to begin to read this morning in verse number 9. Thank you, Tristan. John. Verse number 9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. He said, now beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. For it had been declared unto me of you, by my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you say, if I'm of Paul, and I'm of Apollos, and I'm of Cephas, and of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I have baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the house of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved, it is the power of God. I want to focus your attention this morning to verse 17. I'm going to focus on this text, but on verse 17 is the focus. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. The title of this morning's message is The Cross Current. The Cross Current. Webster's defines a cross current as opposing forces. So there's a cross current. There's the force that comes from the cross of Calvary, but there's many that oppose it, opposing forces. So out of this text today, I want to speak to you about three things that I found in this text that I want to share with you today. One is the crossfire. Two is the crossroad. And three is the crosswalk. The crossfire, the crossroad, and the crosswalk. We're all walking with the cross, right? Okay, so can we lift our hands together and make a declaration in the house today? Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I am listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent the word to accomplish something here today. And I'm reminded in Isaiah where your word said it will never return unto you void. It'll accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father God, I pray as the word goes forth today that our hearts are open and receptive to receive what you have for each and every one of us today. And may there not be one in this place that leaves in the same manner that they came. May we all be renewed and refreshed in you. And we'll never cease to give you all glory and honor, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Praise God. Again, we're going to talk about the cross current, the opposing forces. There's an opposing force in our world. We have the power of light and the power of darkness. We have the power of good. We have the power of evil. We have the power of life and the power of death. There's opposing forces out there. But I want to start you with verse number 11, where the word of God says, for it has been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are in the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. I'm talking about the crossfire, the crossfire. Contention comes from the Greek word eris. It's E-R-I-S. Eris means to have strife, division, wrangling, fighting, disagreement. It's what the adversary always brings. The adversary comes to divide, and Christ comes to bring and unite. So these things are taking place. And what happens so many times, there's the crossfire. So many times people get in the crossfire between one and another, and they get wounded in the midst of a crossfire. You know, sometimes in a crossfire, there's collateral damage. There's collateral damage. And what God was saying to me when I was looking at this, he was saying to me that in the midst of cross fire, my cross loses its fire, okay? In other words, we're not to get caught up in the cross fire. It's Christ crucified. That's why we're here today. Amen? Because if it wasn't for the cross, there would not be one of us in this place that would be saved. There would not be one of us that would have a hope of anything whatsoever. Our hope would be gone. Amen? Amen? He had to die so he could arise, right? Praise God. So when I was looking at this in contention and disagreement and wrangling and this thing that was going on, the Lord took me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. The Apostle Paul, 2 Timothy 2. Verse number 24. Now he's speaking to men and women of God. How many women, men and women of God do I have in the room? Let me see your hands. Praise God. If you're not a man or woman of God, we're prophesying over you today. Before you leave here today, you will be. Amen. And the Apostle Paul, as he's writing to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verse number 24, he says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose himself, if God peradventure would give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." Amen? Amen? You know, the Apostle Paul would say in Galatians 6, 1, he said, "He that is spiritual, he that has grown up, he that is a man of God or a woman of God, restore the other." In other words, we're not to wait for someone to come to us when there's offense. We're to go to them and make peace. Amen. God is the author of peace. He's not the author of confusion, of division. He has come to unite the church and the body of Christ together. This cross here is a connector. The cross of Calvary is what connects me with you and you and you and you. We're all connected to the cross of Calvary. But what happens is when we get caught up in a crossfire, because of offense or because of strife, because of division, what happens is we take the power of the cross, so the cross does not have effect. It loses its power. So can you see why the adversary would like you to have a problem with your brother or your sister? Amen? Can you understand what his ploy would be? Amen? God has come to do something that only the cross could do. You know, Paul would say in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 3. He says, "For ye are yet carnal. For where there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? For when one saith, while one saith that I'm of Paul and another I'm Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man?" He said, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor, for we are the laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building." Okay? So as we're looking at this, the first thing he's saying, hey, there is a cross current. There's opposing forces. There's opposing forces. And one of the cross things that comes out of the cross current is crossfire. Crossfire. Men and women just not be able to get along. Amen? But the cross of Calvary is, if we don't allow the finished work of Calvary to work in our hearts and lives, we'd be trusting us instead of him. I saw secondly in this text, he says in verse number 13, he asked a question. He says, "Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" In other words, this is a crossroad. A crossroad. What do you do at a crossroad? You make a decision. Amen? The crossroad is a place of decision. If I'm going to an intersection and I'm at a crossroad, I'm going to make a determination. Rather, I'm going to make a right turn, a left turn, or I'm going to keep going the way I am. Amen? And what Paul is posing a question here to the church of Corinth. He has posed a question. He said, "You're at a crossroad. Are you ready to make a decision?" Jesus said this in Matthew 28. Oh. Matthew 28, verse 18. He said, All power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things that I have commanded thee. And lo, I'm even with you until the end of the world. Amen. Amen. So we're preaching one thing. We're preaching Christ crucified. Amen. The Apostle Paul would say in Ephesians 4, verse number 3, he said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Come on, again. He said, there is one body and one Spirit, even as there are, you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. Amen. You hear what he's saying? Do you hear what he said? Hey, that the church isn't divided. We don't have differences of opinion. That what the devil has done, he's got so many denominations and sects in the body of Christ that the body of Christ can't walk together. It's Jesus that unifies us. It's faith in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we have power through the cross of Calvary. We have power from the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. That the body of Christ is Christ's body around the world. Amen. There might be different areas where people meet and churches meet, but we all serve the same Lord. Amen. There's only one God. There's only one Son. There's only one Father. There's only one Holy Spirit. All three in one. And God's got that same thing in you. He said in that scripture text, he said, and one God and Father of all, and is above all, and through all, and is where? It's in you all. Amen. It's in us all. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. Amen. Is it okay to get excited in church?
Yes.
Amen. 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 This isn't a dull walk, Lord. There's nothing dull about serving the Lord. There's nothing dull about serving Him. Amen. God wants to get this in our hearts today. Hey, there is a cross current. There's opposing forces. We're battling the forces of darkness. But I want you to know that the power of light and the force of light is greater than any force of darkness. I don't know about you. When I turn that light on, darkness flees the room. When God lights up the room, darkness has to flee. Amen. Amen. So he says, hey, in this cross current, don't get caught up in the cross fire where the cross loses its fire. You're at a crossroad. All of us, somewhere in our life, in our walk with Lord, is at a crossroad. We're at a place of decision. We're at a place of choice. Amen? He says, hey, here's the choice for us to take the crosswalk. Amen? Get it? Amen. Look with me in 1 Corinthians 1, verse number 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Amen? Amen. It's kind of hard for us, if you're not in the Spirit, to understand how a cross and how the blood of Jesus can wipe away all your sins and give you a fresh beginning. Amen? I was sharing with the young man on the way here. There's a John Maxwell said, sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. And God wants you to understand there's not a loser in the house. Amen. That God has plans for every last one that's in the room. Amen. The call of God is not going to change. He's been knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking. He's been seeking and seeking and seeking. He's been looking after you. All he's waiting for you to say is, okay. I don't know about you. When I was running, one day I just got tired of running. And when I stopped running and just turned, it was like that love just came in my heart, in my life. And it was pure love. It was pure love. When he came in the heart and life, there was no condemnation. He didn't come to me and say, Lord, hey, son, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? He knew everything I did. He just said, when I said forgive me, he said, whoa, forgive what? As soon as you said forgive me, I removed that as far as the east is from the west, never be remembered again. Hallelujah. Amen. You and I, when we ask Jesus to come into our heart and life, ask him to forgive our sins, hey, we've got a new beginning, life over. And all God is saying, hey, there's a crossfire. There's a crossfire. And in the crossfire, there's a crosswalk. There's a crossroad where there's a place of decision. And there's also the crosswalk. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. Paul said this in Romans 1:16. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God. I'm not ashamed of the cross of Calvary. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. Amen. Paul would say in 2 Corinthians 5:7, so now I'm walking by faith, not by sight. In other words, I'm walking and trusting in the finished work, not what things look like. Sometimes things don't look that good. Amen. But according to God's word, when Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished, paid in full, it was done. It was done. It was finished. He purchased your salvation and my salvation there. Paul would say in Ephesians chapter 5 about this crosswalk. Ephesians 5, verse number 1. He said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Amen. The Apostle Paul would say in Galatians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20. What did Jesus say? He said, take up your cross and do what? Follow me. In other words, when I take up my cross, what does that call for me to do? That calls for me to die daily, does it not? So as I take up my cross, Paul said this in Galatians 2, verse 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So what is God saying to us simply in closing today? Hey, there's a cross current. There's opposing forces. And what God is calling us to do today is cross-examine ourselves. Cross-examine ourselves. Maybe you got caught up in a crossfire. Maybe you were wounded. Maybe you were wounded by Christians. But there's a crossroad. At this place of decision, at this place of crossroad, is a place where I decide to forgive. It's a place where I decide to walk with him. It's a place where we take this crosswalk. We're living that song that says, at the cross, where I first saw the light. And the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. You see, this is the place where God says, for whosoever shall call upon my name shall be saved. There is a cross current. There's opposing forces. There's a crossfire. We don't want the cross to lose its fire. We're at a crossroad in the house today. And everybody's at some crossroad. Rather, it's a crossroad to serve Him. Rather, it's a crossroad to forgive others. Whether it's a crossroad to love somebody that doesn't seem to be lovable. God says to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul. Love thy neighbor as thyself. So as we're at that thing, and we're at that crosswalk, that walk that I'm walking with Jesus. You know, one of the things that the John the Revelator said, here's what God says. I'd rather you be cold or hot. In other words, when he came into Jerusalem on this day when they cried out, Hosanna, right after he comes out, there's a fig tree. It was green, but it didn't have no fruit. It looked good, but it wasn't good. There was no fruit on the tree. And that tree was cursed by God. Jesus cursed that tree, and the tree shriveled up and died. You and I are not under the curse of sin anymore. We've been given perfect liberty through the blood of Jesus Christ. And God wants you to understand today that he'll give you the power to do whatever you trust him to do. If you're trusting him to lead you out of something, to deliver you from something, you know, you've been trying to do it yourself and you just can't. That's when I can say through Christ, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. It's his strength and his power. Amen? So he says today, and simply in closing today, hey, there is a cross current, there's opposing forces, the crossfire, the crossroad, and the crosswalk. He says, behold, I stand at your heart's door and I knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me.